Technology has changed the commerce game. It makes everything faster and easier, but sometimes it feels like the magic of shopping is lost. This is especially true during the holiday season, when shoppers want to feel seen and known, but also be surprised and delighted every step of the way. At Retail Touchpoints, we believe brands can embrace the best of both worlds to create a holiday experience that shoppers will never forget. With this podcast series, we'll sit down with retail analysts, influencers, and practitioners to teach you how. This is the Holiday Insight Series. Hi everyone, I'm Alicia Esposito, and today I have the pleasure of having Sucharita Kodali of Forrester joining me today. Sucharita, thanks so much for taking the time.
Oh, no problem. Thank you for having me.
You obviously, and Forrester overall, are very much in tune with consumer behaviors and, of course, the impact of Prime Day specifically. So I figured to start things off, just kind of nip the main issue in the bud. What, in your opinion, were some of the key trends and takeaways from Prime Day specifically? Looking at, of course, specifically sales results, consumer behaviors, what are the key things that retailers really need to know?
So I think that more than anything, Prime Day is a great illustration of how much consumers love sales and they love deals. And especially if you can market it in a compelling way, I think that the issue with so many retailers is that they have so many deals that are perpetual or that they're anniversaried every year. They'll have like 10 versions of their Prime Day. So each individual sale loses effectiveness, whereas Amazon isn't known for having these big, huge sale events other than on this day and around Q4. So I think that there's still some specialness that they have. And every year they continue to offer more products and they offer it for a longer period of time. And I think that just casts the net wider for consumers who may be interested in purchasing something.
Yeah, absolutely. And I know just within, our office and, just inner circle of friends and family, there was like a flurry of activity, right? People sharing deals, people sharing links of products they've been looking for, and now they're finally on sale. There's kind of that extra excitement. But, I know some retailers and brands were trying to join the conversation, right? Especially on social media, Twitter's kind of a flurry of activity, people sharing some of the interesting things that they've found during Prime Day. So brands, of course, tried to get in on that action, so to speak. What are your thoughts on, companies kind of taking that newsjacking approach, so to speak, where they're trying to capitalize on all of the buzz surrounding Prime Day, whether it's through marketing or, even trying to hold their own sales to not necessarily keep pace, because I don't necessarily think that's possible in context of Amazon, but, they're kind of, putting their own chips in the middle and participating rather than just holding back and waiting to see what the results are.
Yeah, why are they piggybacking, or what's the value of their jumping on the bandwagon?
Exactly.
I think that it makes complete sense. Why wouldn't you? I mean, it's basically the same reason that retailers will have specials on Valentine's Day or the 4th of July or during back to school season, because they know that people are already somewhere at that moment in time looking for stuff. So if you offer stuff too, there's a chance that people will purchase them. And we know that this is a day where a lot of people are already online, they're shopping online. And if there is an opportunity to have some of that spillover traffic, because maybe some of those people are actually looking for keywords on Google, and you may be a site that could have, could be a beneficiary of some of that incremental traffic, why not? Most of these retailers have so many sales anyway in any given year, like what's another one? And this is as good of a reason for a promotional event as Valentine's Day, I would argue.
Mm-hmm. Oh, very interesting. And that kind of leads me to a follow-up question that I'm sure a lot of retailers are thinking about right now. And that's, what's the broader impact? And you noted earlier, of course, that retailers are no strangers, to sales and deals. It's pretty much an integral part of their strategies. But, I saw an interesting headline around Amazon's reports, of performance for Prime Day. And they said that you know, the sales results for Prime Day surpassed their Black Friday and Cyber Monday 2018 sales combined, which I think is a pretty monumental result or news clip to share. And I'm sure, you know, made a pretty resounding impact on all of the retailers trying to keep tabs. So my question for you then is this an indicator of a broader shift that could be, you know, trickling down into the broader industry at large? Because, I mean, of course, Amazon has been seen as this leader or, you know, trendsetter in a lot of ways. So do you think this could lead to something much larger?
What I think is also important, I mean, I think there are a lot of, a lot of directions to take that conversation. I mean, this, I think, Amazon is, you know, kind of, they're very customer centric, but they're also competitor aware. And they will say that they are very transparent about that. The single biggest shopping day of the year is 11/11, which is Singles Day in China. And mm-hmm. that too is a manufactured holiday, a shopping festival that kind of came out of nowhere, where a few Chinese online sellers basically announced to consumers that you can get a bunch of deals, and then they went out and sourced a bunch of deals, and it became a juggernaut. And that's essentially what they're trying to do in the United States with Prime Day as well. And they have a North Star here with 11/11, which continues to be orders of magnitude larger than any single day of shopping in the United States. So I think that that's basically what they're trying to do, and that's what they have to look to. Now, in terms of even just understanding, are others following the lead? I think that others are not able to follow the lead quite as successfully, in part because they're not as big, other than maybe, you know, a couple of U.S. retailers. But as I mentioned, a lot of them have high-low strategies year-round. So when you do that, you kind of crush your ability to have a single big offer and a single big day. And it's a different strategy. And I think that it's, you know, not everyone has the ability to play that massive shopping festival card. As for the biggest shopping day that eclipsed last year, I think with every holiday, even with every Cyber Monday, they always announce it was the biggest Cyber Monday ever, or, you know, Black Friday, you know, and often, I think last year they said it was their biggest shopping day of the year then as well. So Amazon often makes a lot of announcements. You have to keep in mind that Prime Day today was 2 days, it's not one, and it was in 18 countries, and Cyber Monday and Black Friday are for the most part only in their strongest markets in the United States, and I don't believe that Black Friday is even really in 18 markets. I mean, maybe it's in a few, but I don't believe that it is nearly the festival, or Cyber Monday are not the festivals globally that they are in the United States. Mm-hmm. So it's a little bit of not a completely fair comparison. If they, you know, I do think it would be important to see, you know, what is their 2-day sales number for the United States, and then compare that to how it ranks for Black Friday and Cyber Monday. And it may still be bigger, but it may not be as, you know, quite as large, and it may not have been quite as astounding of a statement. Now, that said, I think just the magnitude and the size of Amazon and how much they generate on Prime Day is a bigger observation that is important. I mean, I think the estimates are that they probably made at least $5 billion in sales across the 2 days. So just to frame that number, $5 billion is more than every retailer in the United States except the top 70. They're making more in 2 days than everyone but two retailers makes all, or 70 retail, everyone but 70 retailers make all year. And that, I think, is, that's crazy. That's just astounding.
Yeah. No, absolutely. That's really insightful, Sujrita. Thank you for digging so deep there, because I think, you know, anytime there's a big event like this, basically any headline that is starring Amazon, I mean, I think people kind of whip their heads around and look for, you know, what's the bigger story here? What are the implications overall? And I'm glad you brought up Singles Day as well, because, you know, we were trying to keep tabs on, you know, that holiday, so to speak, and how it's evolved, you know, in terms of sales impact. And I think you brought up a really good point around the global influence. So I guess the next question is, you know, we're starting back to school conversation soon enough, we'll be in holiday. So, I mean, between Prime Day and Singles Day, and of course the multitude of mini sale events that other retailers are holding, it seems like, you know, the events are spreading wide and not so much isolated to these larger moments like Black Friday, Cyber Monday. I'm not necessarily saying that those holidays will be gone, because I think, you know, they'll always be a part of the promotional mix, so to speak. But is there going to be an impact in terms of how not only retailers approach, you know, this time of year to the new year, but is there going to be an impact in consumer behavior as well, because, you know, these events are becoming so frequent and they're all so impactful in their own way?
Yeah, these are questions that I think marketers have been grappling with for years, which is that, is there such a thing basically as too many sales? And right. Do you oversaturate the consumer base when you have too many sales? And all of the research that we've done exposes just one important fact, which is that you can never underestimate the consumer's love of a sale. People love sales. They can never have too many deals. They will take advantage of every deal that they possibly can get. And there are many consumers that, of course, they're the dream customers because they purchase because it's a deal. Mm-hmm. Now, I think that there are a couple of issues here that are important to keep in mind. One is how deep are the deals and how good are they really? And I think that that's where some deals sometimes become less effective, because consumers aren't stupid. They're also very savvy, and they will keep track of things. And especially if it's an item that they've had their eye on, they know what's a good deal. They absolutely have a number in their head of what they expect to pay. And if you as a seller are able to offer it for that lower number, they're excited to take advantage of it, but they're not going to be fooled by, oh, you know, it's, you know, our big, huge sale day and we're only going to be 5% off, which is, you know, really no different than what we are during Memorial Day during that sale. Mm-hmm. And that's actually something that, and there were some researchers from Decide.com, which was acquired, but it was this great tool years ago that actually did price tracking. And what they discovered is that Black Friday deals actually weren't that compelling, that you could often get better deals at other times in the year. So if you want to look for a culprit for maybe why people aren't shopping as much, maybe that has something to do with it. The fact that, you know, the deals just aren't as compelling, and people now have tools to track the transparency and the actual value of those deals. And heck, there are apps like Camel, Camel, Camel that will do that for you for Amazon products, so that you know what's actually a really good deal on an Amazon product given their dynamic pricing engine. Now, the other question that you asked is really about, like, are you pulling so much demand up front with a sale that there's nothing left later on? The only times that I've seen that take effect is during something like a sales tax holiday. And there's academic research on this that actually studies sales tax holidays for governments. And it is true that if you have a sales tax holiday, that you are going to basically have people for a few weeks leading up to that sales tax holiday not spend, because they know it's coming and they will all wait to, you know, buy whatever they're going to buy during that sales tax holiday, especially especially if it's a big ticket item, like say, you know, like a computer. Usually they'll have them for back to school time periods. So now where does that make an impact? That's going to make an impact when, you know, kind of the sales tax holiday is universal. So, you know, if it's like a company-wide discount, people will hold off on it. If they know it's coming and it's predictable, they'll hold off on it. What Amazon has done with Prime, which is beautiful, is that they've done none of that. You know, it's very unpredictable what it's going to be from year to year. Like, they decide, you know, when they're going to announce it. It's not like 11/11 where, you know, the first couple of weeks of, you know, kind of the first 10 days in November, people are probably like, you know what, I'm just going to wait to see what's going to happen on 11/11. Right. The other point with Amazon is that you don't know what they're going to give you on price. It's not like a site-wide discount. It's just random stuff that they've decided, and you kind of have to go through their navigation process to find if there's anything that you want that is on sale, or there's anything that you may be needing that's actually on sale.
Oh, this is fascinating. It kind of gets into the emotional and psychological factors that really go into not only, you know, figuring out what to put on sale for how much and when, but also what is our approach for spreading awareness about, you know, this sale. Is it an event? Is it tied to a specific holiday? And how, like, what is the best way to reach the customer in an impactful way to communicate, you know, that awareness and, you know, that urgency that really drives them to act? So I think there are a lot of, you know, subtopics here that we could really dig into. But I mean, I think just right now, you know, it's fascinating to see how Prime Day and Singles Day and just, you know, the emergence of all of these new sales tactics and events, you know, are kind of causing waves within the industry at large. So thank you for sharing such fascinating insights, Sucharita. But I guess really to round out our conversation for now, because I do think there is a follow-up conversation there, especially as we get into holiday, you know, I would love your thoughts on, you know, what's really the key takeaway. Like, if retailers had to take one thing from this year's Prime Day and Amazon's performance, or even their approach, you know, in terms of executing upon the Prime Day promise, so to speak, what's the one thing other retailers should take from their strategy this year, especially as we get into holiday, back to school, and all of that? What do you think is key here?
I think that one of the things that both 11/11 and Prime Day have done successfully, which is very hard for companies to pull off, is earned media. And part of their success is that that Prime Day is a master class in how to get as much earned media as you possibly can for essentially what is a doorbuster. And, you know, they've done it, you know, I mean, it's they've just been great about whether it's events that lead up to the day, whether it is the number of press releases. And I would argue, you know, Amazon's entire marketing strategy is really about earned media. You know, that's how they get awareness about most of what they do. What, you know, every product they release is like a press release that, you know, they just let you know, kind of Twitter followers and journalists go run with, and that spreads the word that that no amount of paid media would have, you know, got them in that same period of time. So I think that they are just so masterful at just spreading the word. And one of the interesting things about doing Prime Day in July is that it's somewhat unexpected. It doesn't compete with a lot of other things. And, you know, they're able to kind of own most of what the media attention is to, you know, they're able to kind of keep it all to themselves, as opposed to, you know, around Thanksgiving time, where there's also a ton of earned media, but that earned media is spread across the entire industry, and there's not a single beneficiary for that. You know, kind of even if I go and think about a Q4, what's a great company that has earned some unique earned media in Q4 that is special to them is probably a company like REI, you know, when it had its opt-out campaigns or when it has its opt-out campaigns. And that's very, very special and different and unique to REI. And they're able to own most of the success and most of the goodwill that comes from, you know, kind of people talking about that. Whereas for other promotional times, you know, it ends up getting spread amongst so many different kinds of retailers that, you know, that it stands out less. But I think that there's just a lesson there in leveraging, you know, PR and leveraging, you know, a newsworthy story or concocting, you know, kind of what can be construed as a newsworthy story for, you know, kind of ultimately your goal of whatever, you know, whatever it may be, which in this case is driving sales and, you know, kind of getting greater adoption of your proprietary devices and getting more people into your loyalty ecosystem, et cetera.
Oh, that's fantastic, Sucharita. So, you know, I think the key thing to remember here is this isn't just about, oh, let's just have a day where we put everything on sale and we try to get as many, you know, conversions as possible. Let's just, you know, slash all these prices. It's really part of a much larger holistic strategy. And I think, you know, when Prime Day was first announced, it was like almost like, oh, okay, well, whatever. Like, this is just another ploy for Amazon to get more sales. But I think over time, it has really evolved and, you know, has turned into, to your point, a very powerful multi-touch, multi-pronged strategy to not only engage consumers, but the broader industry at large. So that really seems to be the, you know, stark conclusion to come out of this conversation, especially as retailers try to find new ways to not only, you know, capture that immediate attention, you know, around those critical times for performance, but also, you know, how do you turn that point of engagement into a long-term relationship with the customer? So I guess only time will tell to as far as, you know, how Prime Day will continue to evolve, you know, what'll happen next year or even what'll happen as we get into the holidays, what the implications are there. So Sucharita, thank you so much for taking the time out to speak to me today. It was, again, a very insightful conversation.
Oh, my pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for listening to this episode of the Holiday Insight Series. Want to get more best practices from retail's top thought leaders? Just subscribe to our Holiday Hub to get timely insights and best practices.